From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko said Thursday that U.S. President-elect Donald Trump raised the issue of Russian aggression and the illegal annexation of Crimea in a recent telephone conversation. Meanwhile, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said in remarks at the Oxford University in England that Trump had expressed strong support for the Western military alliance during a phone conversation he recently had with him.
I spoke with President-elect last week on the phone, and he expressed strong support to NATO. He expressed strong support to the idea of NATO, of our collective defense, our security guarantees. And I am certain that that will continue to be the case.
Jens Stoltenberg. Police in southern France are looking for an armed man who burst into a retirement home for missionaries, killing one woman. News reports say about 60 residents were brought out to safety as police continue to search for the suspect. There are no indications that this was an act of terrorism. France is on heightened alert and has been under a state of emergency since a wave of Islamist attacks last year. The wildfires, which have brought devastation to parts of Israel, have spread to more parts of the West Bank.
The wildfires, which have brought devastation to parts of Israel, have spread to more parts of the West Bank. Woodland near the village of Jebia erupted in flames. The fires have been burning for several days in central and northern Israel. They intensified on Thursday as unseasonably dry weather and strong easterly winds fanned the flames. Tens of thousands of people have fled the Israeli city of Haifa, where the fires have destroyed homes.
That was Paul Chapman reporting. This is VOA News.